So let's review. Zakta Mishnah. Reb Tarfon Oimer Bishel Metchilas HaRegel Yevashel B'Kol HaRegel. Reb Tarfon says, if a pot was used to cook the meat of a korban on the first day of Yom Tov, the pot may continue to be used for the remainder of Yom Tov to cook korbanos without Merika Shtifa. The Chum disagree and say, Adzman Achila. The pot may be used only during the set time for eating the first korban, but afterward the pot may not be used without Merika Shtifa. As the Gemara explains, Reb Tarfon holds Yevashel B'Kol HaRegel, and there is no concern that the flavor of the first korban that was absorbed in the pot became nicer, because Kol Yom V'Yom Nasigir L'Chaveri. Each time the pot is used for cooking, the pot releases the absorbed flavor of the old korban and absorbs the taste of the new korban. And as Rashi explains, therefore, in Bo Levashel Chatas, Zer Levashel B'Shlomim B'Yom U'Poilet HaSachatas U'Boleas HaShlom. If one cooks the meat of a chatas that is eaten for one day, he must cook in this pot on the same day the meat of a shlam that is eaten for 2 days, and the pot releases the tam achatas and absorbs the tam shlamim, which does not become nicer until after the next day. The Chum, however, disagree and hold mamtin la adzman achila. And even though they do agree with kol yom v'yom nasigil chaveroi, and there's no concern for nicer, nevertheless, Mariko Shtif is required for every carbon because the pasuk states, bin mechlina cheshes b'shalo marak b'shutav b'mayim. And the following pasuk states, "Kol zorcha b'kahanim yechel oisa." Haketzad, mamten la adzman achila, v'hadar avad la merika shtifa. The two psukim are samach, written next to each other, to teach that once the achila zman of a carbon expires, merika shtifa is required for that carbon. To teach that once the zman achila of a carbon expires, merika shtifa is required for that carbon. The Mishnah continues, merika shtifa merika kemerika zakeis, v'shtifa kishtifa zakeis. Merika means to wash the inside of the pot, and shtifa means to wash the outside of the pot. And merika or shtifa betzainin, both merika and shtifa are done with cold water, while hashvud va'askala makilon b'chamen, a spit used to roast meat must be kashered with hot water. As the Bryce explains, this is actually machlekes, and the Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe. However, the Chacham hold merika b'chamen v'shtifa betzainin. Merika means to kasher the entire pot with hot water, and shtifa means to wash the entire pot with cold water. As the Gemara explains, the Chacham hold merika b'chamen v'shtifa betzainin, because since the pasuk could have written for both processes, either murik murak or shutif shutaf, but instead the pasuk wrote umurik v'shutaf, to differentiate between the two to teach the merika b'chamen v'shtifa betzainin. While Rebbe says, ki kamina l'merika v'shtifa debasa ha'gola. Of course it needs to be kashered with hot water like everything else. However, after kashering, it needs merika shtifa betzainin to be rinsed inside and out with cold water. And even so, the pasuk needed to write murik v'shutaf, because if not, one might have thought that both processes are done the same way. Therefore, the pasuk wrote umurik v'shutaf to teach merika k'merika sakais, shtifa k'shtifa sakais. Merika means to rinse the inside, and shtifa means to rinse the outside. Zakta Mishnah, bishel b'kachim mechulin, ay kachim kachim mechachim kalim. If a person cooked in the pot first a korban and then chulin, or he cooked first kachim kachim and then kachim kalim, or if he cooked them together, it depends. Im yesh ben benoisin tam, if the second meat that is killed more lean absorbed the flavor of the first meat that is chamer more stringent, the kalim received the status of the chamurin, and therefore, harei kalim nechalim kechamurin shebehem. The less stringent meat must be eaten with the stringencies of the more stringent meat regarding the time and location. And between the merika v'shtifa, merika v'shtifa of the pot is required after the earlier zman achila of the chamurin, and upaislim b'maga. If the chamurim were pasul, the kalim also become pasul, and they also cause other korbanos to become pasul through contact and absorption. However, ein ben benoisin tam, if the second meat did not absorb the flavor of the first meat, the kalim do not receive the status of chamurim, and therefore ein kalim nachalim kechamurim, the less stringent meat does not need to be eaten with the stringencies of the more stringent meat, and the ein tun merika shtifa of the pot is not required after the zman achila of the chamurim, only after the later zman achila of the kalim. And according to Reb Shimon, who holds kachim kalim ein tun in merika b'shtifa, merika shtifa is not required at all because the second meat was kachim kalim, which does not require merika shtifa. And vein poslim b'maga, if the chamur were pasul, the kalim do not become pasul. The Mishnah concludes rakik shenaga b'rakik b'chaticha b'chaticha loikal rakikin loikal chatichin asurin eina asel b'makom shabala. If a mincha or carbon that was pasul touch another mincha or carbon that was kosher, the carbon kasher becomes pasul only in the area that absorbed from the carbon pasul, but the rest of the carbon remains kasher. As the Rashi explains the source in the pasuk of Chatas that states, "Kolesh yiga b'psori yiktash." The word yiga alone implies afila shalei bala, that the carbon kasher becomes pasul even if the kasher only touched but did not absorb from the pasul. And the word yiga alone also implies that hanagia pasul, only the area that touched the pasul becomes pasul, but the rest of the carbon remains kasher. While the word b'psara alone implies the opposite, achayivla b'psara, that the carbon kasher becomes pasul only if the kasher absorbed from the pasul. And the word bifsara alone implies that noga b'miktzas chaticha yehi kulei pasul. Even if only one area touched the pasul, the entire carbon kasher becomes pasul. Therefore, the pasuk wrote both words yiga and bifsara, and yiga teaches that only hanegea pasul v'lei kulei pasul, and bifsara teaches acheyivla bifsara, and therefore haketzad chaitich es makim shabala. He only needs to cut off the area that absorbed, but the remainder remains kasher. And the word bifsara also excludes v'lei begidim v'lei batzamas v'lei bekarnayim v'lei betlafim. Only edible meat becomes pasul, but the other parts that are not edible remain kasher. And the word yikdash teaches liyas kamaya, the carbon kasher receives the status of the carbon pasul, and that im psulahi tifasul vim ksherihi teichel kechamer shabah. The Gemara proceeds to ask, amai, v'nei sase v'litches lei sase, why does the carbon kasher become aser? Let the mitzvah sase to eat the carbon kasher override the lei sase of not to eat the carbon pasul. The Gemara offers two answers. Rava explains, "Ein asei duches leisasei shabem mikdash," and asei cannot override a leisasei that pertains to the base of mikdash, as we see from Karban Pesach, where the pasuk states, "The etzim leisish brubay." One is forbidden to break the bone of the Karban Pesach, and Rav Shimon Asi explains, "Echad etzim sheyesh b'mayich ve'echad etzim she'im b'mayich." Even if the bone contains marrow, which is edible, it's forbidden to break the bone. Here too, we could ask, "Amai neisa asei b'litches leisasei?" Let the mitzvah asei of v'achlas abasar v'layla azeh override the leisasei of v'atzim leisish brubay. And the answer must be because in asei deicha leisasei shabbat mikdash. Rashi explains, "Yikdash asehu." The isra of yikdash is considered a mitzvah asei, and therefore v'in asei deicha es leisasei v'asei. The mitzvah asei to eat the carbon kasher, as written in the pasuk v'achlo isem asher kupar behem, cannot override both the leisasei v'asei not to eat the carbon pasul. The leisa say of a loyechel ki kaidishu, kosher bekaidish pasul, ba'akas of litan leisa say alechalasai, and the assay of al ashayiga bifsar yikdash, not to eat the carbon pasul. This discussion continues in the next daf.